Less is more. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into hour number three of the live Saturday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their website. We give ours away. freetalklive.com. Enjoy it on us. We go right into your phone calls, and we'll start with Dan, listening to KUSA in Washington. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Dan in Washington.
Hello.
I hear somebody. It sounds like the potentiometer is a little scratchy there. Dan, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me? I'm on my cell phone.
Yes, it sounds like a cell phone. We're going to see if it will clear up here in a moment. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I might switch over to my Bluetooth.
You know what? I'm going to put you on hold, Dan. We can't. It's just not good. And so hopefully our board op will check in with you there, and we'll see if we can clear that line up because I want to hear what he has to say. In the meantime, let's go to Maynard listening in New Mexico. Maynard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Maynard. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, I got a couple of stories about the drug situation.
Yes, sir.
Project manager in some motels building in Mexico. And when I first started going down there, I was always stopped by the federales, and it was always about 4 or 5 roadblocks. I went about 500 miles down in.
Mm-hmm.
When I asked my friend, I said, well, how come there's no federales out there now? I mean, usually roadblocks everywhere. He says, oh, it's harvest time. And being so naive, I said, well, what in the heck has farming got to do with the federales? And he just laughed at me. He says, it's harvest time. I said, well, what do you mean? He says, well, he said, the marijuana's coming out of the Copper Canyon. I said, well, I thought we were having a war on drugs and everything. And he says, well, you are. He says, but that's the only cash crop these people have. We don't really give a damn how much drugs you use in America. So that's pretty much the attitude of what's going on down there, whether you want to believe it or not. But we use 30% of the drugs that are being distributed in the world. I mean, they come here because the people buy them.
And they'll never stop buying them either. They're going to keep buying them no matter how much enforcement continues. Even if the death penalty is introduced for possessing drugs, people will continue buying and selling drugs.
I agree. We have 5% of the world population in the United States. We have 25% of the world prison population in the United States.
What's the numbers? What are the recent numbers, Mark? Isn't it like 1 out of 30 people have been into, or is it 1 out of 300?
I can't remember.
It's an insanely high number. The United States prison population is higher than any other country in the developed world.
Hey, it's big business. You see what these counties are making off of this? I live in a county that's building. I got one prisoner building another one.
That's happening here too. Yep.
Oh man. But we live in an illegal legal system. You people that think, that are out there that think that you have constitutional rights, you have absolutely no rights, and it's your fault.
Yeah, that's true. It's your fault for not standing up for the other people who were having their freedoms attacked and just allowing them to go down in a hail of gunfire or whatever, just allowing their freedoms to be destroyed. If you sat along the sidelines and just watched it happen and said to yourself, well, it can't happen to me, then it is your fault. You're right about that.
That's not the crutch of the problem. Look at the word driver. I do not have a driver's license, and I'll be damned if I'm going to get one because I have the right of liberty, which is the right to travel, the right of locomotion, the right to travel freely, unrestricted. That's what the word means.
I love free travel activists. Have you been pulled over?
Oh, yeah.
And what do you say? What do they say to you?
I've hell with them.
Wait a minute. What? You get pulled over, do you have a driver's a tag? Do you have a license plate on your car?
No, sir, I do not.
So you drive with no tag whatsoever, and how you've gotten pulled over. What has happened to you?
They give me a ticket. Then they tell me to appear in court, and I tell them that they give me a ticket under the Uniform Commercial Code. I'm not in commerce. I will not appear in an equity jurisdiction. I do not have to. It's voluntary if I appear in equity jurisdiction. Now, the judge, everything is under the Uniform Commercial Code. Your marriage license, your driver's license, your building permits.
Do you just ignore?
I mean,
we've actually talked about on this program before about the Uniform Commercial Code, but when they give you that ticket and you tell that to the cop, then do you just not go to the court at all, or do you go and do you try to, like, play some jurisdictional game with them?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I send them a brief and tell them that until they can promise me a constitutional court of law under common law as a sovereign man, not as a person. You know what the word person means? The word, look it up in the dictionary. It's a corporation. It's a partnership. It's a trust. It's business. The judge took an oath to support the Constitution. Well, he does. But he's not in a constitutional jurisdiction, so he don't have to. But how many people know that?
So when you've just not gone to the court and you've sent them a letter, have they ever put out a warrant for failure to appear and come and gun you?
Oh, hell yes. You know what I tell them? Go ahead and pick me up. It's $75,000 a day for false imprisonment. You have absolutely nothing to imprison me for. Nothing. Not even contempt of court or anything else, because I am not liable under equity jurisdiction. Now, there's probably some attorneys out there that are going to say, oh, yeah, this guy's crazy. Well, they've dismissed the charges and dropped the warrants. I don't know whether I'm crazy or not, but, you know.
Man, I have to say I find this.
Against the county here where I live on my property taxes. You know, everybody owns property, they think. You have a deed. Look the word up. You do not have title. You have deed. Why do you think they can come and take your property from you? If it was, when it was first issued in the United States through the treaties, like I'm in the Guadalupe-Hidalgo Treaty, I have the right to patent my land, which gives me the ultimate ownership of my land.
All right, we've heard about this before. You've gone through all kinds of interesting theories, and I have to say that I love them. I find them absolutely fascinating. But when I went into a courtroom on a BS charge of my tenants had a couch in their lawn and I wouldn't move it, I tried to make some statements at the very beginning of the trial, and before we even got into it, I wouldn't even consent to pleading at the hearing, and the judge had me thrown in a jail cell for contempt of court. I didn't even have a chance to get two words out of my mouth.
I was asking, Your Honor, what is this? Is this contempt, a civil contempt or a criminal contempt?
He wouldn't have answered any of my questions. He did not want to hear a word I had to say, and he just threw me into a jail cell.
Any time he answered a question, he gave him another contempt charge.
Yeah, for 90 days.
Why did you do it?
What's
because
that?
You did not make him prove jurisdiction over you when you
I couldn't have
in.
Made him do anything. He wouldn't let me even speak
no,
two words.
You didn't make him prove jurisdiction.
You know what I would love to have you do, Maynard, because I find this all very fascinating, and I see where you're coming from. You're saying, well, I didn't do the, I didn't utter the right terminology, or I didn't use the correct incantations. I'd love to have you come on up here to New Hampshire and join the Free State Project and then teach us how to do what it is that you've apparently successfully done. Is there a website, or is there something people can go to learn more about what it is it, that you know?
Yeah, get me offline, off your, so that the people can't hear. Because I don't want everybody in the world to know my email address.
Sure.
I'll give you my email address. You email me and ask me what you want to know. If I have the answers, I will give them to you. But I'm telling you right now that this patent stuff, it is. I went all the way back to the president back in 1922 and found the patent that he issued originally giving the land to the people.
I would love to get a land patent on the land that I supposedly own up here. So I'll tell you what, I'm putting you on hold, Maynard, and you can give your email address to the board operator, and he'll pass it on to me, and I'll send you an email, because I find this all very fascinating. I'm willing to experiment in this realm. I want to find out if any of this stuff works. We've had people calling us for years on this show telling us about these similar ideas, about what Maynard was just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them claim to have had, a lot of them will say, well, they've just never been pulled over yet, or, these things just haven't happened to them yet, but they believe it. And very few of them can actually say from their personal experience that they've actually had success stories with these particular outside-the-system, opting-out approaches. I would love to have some success with this stuff, but it didn't work for me. 1-800-259-9231. Men with guns don't care about what you're saying. They do what they want. That's what I learned. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
Everything you do burns calories. That includes breathing, lying in bed, and wiggling your ears. Of course, they don't burn very many, but it's nice to know that no time is wasted. A good workout every day is a great goal, but if formal exercise isn't part of your daily life right now, think about other sources of activity. Here are a few non-traditional activities which burn calories equivalent to low-impact aerobics. Gardening, sailing, hunting, wallpapering, snorkeling, vigorous playing with your children. If none of those interest you, doing 1 full hour of heavy house cleaning will burn 317 calories. Change up your activities and your workout schedule several times a week or several times a year. Keep it interesting, keep it challenging, but most important, keep it going. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki, over 1,800 pages, created by listeners just like you. It's the Free Talk Live wiki, and it's available for you at wiki, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type in FTL at the offer coupon code checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off with the order code FTL at AdamEve.com. They have all kinds of things there. They have toys and lingerie and movies. It's AdamEve.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls, and we go to Jerry, listening to Radio Free Austin. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Jerry?
I'm going to read you straight from the Encyclopedia on the Constitution, something interesting. You ready?
All right.
All right. In number 14, Corpus Juris Secundum, 14 CJS, page 488, section 3, civil rights as those which have no relation to the establishment, support, or management of the government, and civil rights as defined as enforceable claims structured in legislation, are to be distinguished from civil liberties. In this connection, it may be noted that civil liberties, which are constitutionally protected, are not actually rights, but are immunities or restraints on the government. What that means, there are two sets of rights in America. The 14th Amendment contains the civil rights. About 80% of the nation is in the 14th Amendment. That's why you have a driver's license. That's why you have a drug war. That's why you have a host of legislation that goes to the 14th Amendment and civil rights.
It's my understanding that the 14th Amendment was what was created the idea of a U.S. citizen in the first place.
It was meant to be, you know, to establish the rights of freed slaves after the Civil War. Is that not correct?
That's correct. And that's when civil rights came about, structured in legislation. But what is still valid is civil liberties in the original Constitution and the Bill of Rights, of which only about 20% of the American people still have. So if you have...
Now, why 80% and 20%? Where are you getting those numbers from?
Yeah, I haven't met any of these people.
Okay, so a lot of people... You know that guy, Michael Blasco, with all the question marks screaming and yelling about 80% of the people are eligible for programs?
Oh, no, yeah, Matthew Lesko, I think is his name. Yeah, he's the guy that's pushing free government money or whatever on television, right?
Right, but notice what he says about 80% are eligible. What he's talking about, from what I gather, is the 80% thereabouts with civil rights. Civil liberties is different. If you have civil liberties, you can smoke a doobie. You can have your liberty to do, and you're constitutionally protected.
But how? I understand what you're saying. You're saying that, you know, there's essentially, there's this, most Americans, they think they're U.S. citizens, and so they are, but there are some who have opted out of the system and can act as free people. How is it you can actually take action in this way? Because it seems to me that the cops don't understand these subtle differences. They're just the enforcers. You could suggest that the judges understand the difference, and maybe a handful of lawyers and some people, the upper echelons of government, understand the differences. But nothing that you can say in front of a judge who's got men with guns at his disposal is going to do anything about that.
But they know the difference. Be very well aware that the courts, the legislature, the Congress, and most of the cops, they know. They know there is...
The cops do not know the difference.
Not the state legislators, I can tell you that. There are 400 state legislators up here in New Hampshire. They do not take these people off into some dark room and give them the lowdown on what the difference is between a U.S. citizen and a citizen of the several states.
And I can tell you the cops have no clue about what you speak.
And Ron Paul is a U.S. Representative, and he hasn't mentioned anything about this 14th Amendment that I've read. It doesn't have his name on it.
No, because most of them won't say a doggone word because of what I gather part of the rest of the 14th Amendment, and they're evidently bound to be quiet. But me, with civil liberties, I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about, and the right to smoke dope is in the 9th Amendment. You see, the Bill of Rights is liberty in its whole, but it's broken up in the amendments, so you have parts of liberty with all of the rest of the rights in liberty in the Ninth Amendment and with modes of procedure. So in the Ninth Amendment are all the millions and millions and millions of other rights, the right to shave your head, the right to jump up and down.
Right. The Ninth Amendment basically, the Ninth Amendment essentially says, and it sounds like we're having cell phone trouble there, but essentially says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. So essentially, the Bill of Rights says, well, you'll have the right to free speech and the right to this and that. And the Ninth Amendment basically says, just because we've listed these rights doesn't mean you don't have all of the other rights. And that's what you're saying when you say there's, you know, all these other rights out there. But all of this is very academic and very interesting, but in the real world, what you're dealing with are men with guns who are willing to do whatever it is that they need to do to enshrine their, to protect their power structure, and they don't really care about the words that you utter in the courtroom, and they don't care. I've sent letters to these people asking them for proof of obligation to obey their statutes, and those letters get ignored, and then, you know, I try to ask a question in the courtroom, and I get a contempt of court charge and 30 days in jail as a result of it. So all of it's very academic and interesting, but as far as applying it to our lives, I'd love to hear from somebody who's actually successfully done it, who can really show some real proof of evidence that they've been able to get away with this stuff. Do we still have that caller?
It depends on somebody who has civil liberties versus somebody who has civil rights. And to get those civil liberties back, go see an attorney. Get a sufficient statement, and that gets you out of the U.S. bankruptcy, the compelled benefit, gets you away.
Wait. What is a sufficient statement? I go see an attorney and hire him for an hour, and he can just waltz me right out of the system?
If you get a sufficient statement and then you go to the court, you're out of the system. You're out of the 14th Amendment, quote, social organization, unquote. And then you have those civil liberties back. Then you can smoke a doobie and a whole lot of other things.
A sufficient statement. Where does one get more information about this?
Go talk to an attorney. I am not an acting attorney. I'm an attorney in fact.
Well, we've got some attorneys listening to this show. I thank you for the call. It's all very interesting to me. I still am fascinated by it, even though I don't think it really has much of an effect.
Attorneys that advertise on the show.
Yeah, there's an attorney that advertises with us, so maybe Mr. Mackler knows what a sufficient statement is. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring out whatever you want, and it is the live Saturday edition. Maybe you have uttered the magic words and have been left alone by the state. I don't believe it. It did not work for me, but maybe I didn't utter the right magic words, right? That's what they'd have me believe.
You said the incantation incorrectly.
Yeah. They didn't even let me get the first two syllables out. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That, again, is shrine.freetalklive.com. And should be updating the Shrine here tonight after the show. So if you're on the updates list, you'll know when that happens. You can go to updates.freetalklive.com. Got a brand new Shriner to add to it. Leo will be our newest Shriner. So looking forward to that.
The Institute for Humane Studies is offering free seminars over spring and summer breaks. You can go to libertarianseminars.com and check out the list of seminars that they're offering. And these seminars, you don't have to pay for. They take care of food and lodging and all kinds of things, everything for these seminars. All you have to do is go there and sign up. But you got to be an undergraduate, graduate student, or recent graduate. It's the Institute for Humane Studies, and go to libertarianseminars.com.
All right, as we go to your phone calls, Cal is on the line listening to WKBK in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. Hello, Cal.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, it's going on 10 years. And my son, Jack, he's going to be 21 coming up here Monday of this coming up week.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to say to him, look at me when I'm talking to you. And I found this book, and it told me I was saying the wrong thing, Jack. I was sending the wrong message. And to talk to him like a man, he would respond to me like a man, even if he was 11 or 12 years old. And it actually worked for me. And what happened today with me is, when I was listening to your interview with the young man that went downtown and put himself in that position, it told me something about the kind of youth that we're trying to bring up. And what we're bringing up is stand-up citizens. And he proved to me, and the way you guys did the interview, it really impressed me. because I'm a father of three girls and three boys.
Wow.
So I've been around a lot of teenagers. I've been around a lot of young cats.
Sounds like it.
With a lot of freaking attitudes, and I've always managed to keep my cool. And the way you got, way you and Mark handled yourselves today, I wish you would keep on keeping it on, because I'm starting to feel the same way you do about the whole thing, the whole situation, and I'm starting to think that people are not giving you a fair chance. And I really appreciate you calling up on the Saturday mornings, because I am a total listener. I am totally involved with what goes on in the community, and I don't forsake my friends. And with that, I'll let you go.
I appreciate your call tonight, sir. And what he's referring to is here in Keene, where we do the show, and I live. Mark, you live nearby. There's a morning show on Saturday mornings, and we frequently are callers to that show. And it upsets some people. It upsets, I guess, the political establishment, those who, you know, they like the status quo, they like how things are. And we'll be accused of things like, well, you're trying to come in here and change everything. You're trying to change all the rules, which is really nonsense. And in fact, they are trying to change things, too. They were talking this morning about some new building ordinance that they're only talking about now. Well, they haven't put it into effect.
They use the terminology voluntary in talking about this building code. So they're looking, they're at the very least beginning to adopt some of the terminology.
Yeah.
And I was inspired by that. I love the idea that they're doing just that.
But they're also talking about possibly mandating this. They're talking about mandating.
Well, what's the building code that's now mandated, right? So, give them a little time.
They're talking about mandating this new green building code. So if you're going to build a brand new building, it has to be green. And, you know, they haven't actually put this through yet. And so what I'm pointing out there, Mark, is that those who favor the authoritarian state, those who favor the status quo, they want to change the status quo. They want to create new government programs, and they want to create new regulations and new rules and new laws for people to obey. So, you know, the idea that liberty activists are moving to New Hampshire upsets them, because they understand that we want to change things in a different direction and go toward more, voluntary interaction, consensual based.
It's funny how bent out of shape the local politicians can get about the Free State Project. When the Massachusetts State Project has been going on for the last decade and a half. I mean,
right.
the big government types have been moving in all over the state and trying to grow the size of government. I think that it's the locals, the real Granite Staters that appreciate us being here.
Well, that's my understanding, at least. I mean, obviously each individual is different, and I love it when people call in and they say things like, well, we don't like it when you come in here and do these things. We don't like this and we don't like that. Like,
yeah,
they speak for every single individual that lives here in New Hampshire. And then you've got people out there like Cal who've been just listening over time and have been, you know, absorbing this information and analyzing it and thinking about it and coming to new conclusions and questioning things. You know, last week we had Barry Cooper on the show from Never Get Busted. .com, and I heard through the grapevine here that one of the local Keene cops was listening, one of the younger, newer cops was listening, and he made a comment that, you know, that show with Barry Cooper, former law enforcer, former narcotics agent, really made him think about some things. And, you know, that's just the fact that the more you listen to the message of freedom, the more you hear about voluntary interaction and consenting adults and leaving people alone to be free and not harming others, just the more it sinks in and the more sense that it makes. And if us talking about these things help get people active and get people riled up and getting them to want change, then I think that is fantastic. And when I say change, I mean real change. I'm not talking about changing the rules. I think that people that want those rules can have them. If you want to have a bunch of rules to follow and someone to tell you what to do, you should be free to have that. Just leave me alone. Just don't enforce your rules on me. I'm not trying to change the rules. I just want to be exempted from your rules. I don't consent to your process. I don't consent to your system. And that should be okay. I'm not hurting anybody. I don't aggress against my neighbors.
Yeah. What's the problem?
What is indeed? 800-259-9231. Another caller from WKBK Land. It's Scott. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Are you in Massachusetts?
Yes, I am.
You can get WKBK all the way down there?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow.
I'd like to say that the United States is being destroyed by the Zionists. You have AIPAC, American Israel Public Affairs Committee, the Anti-Defamation League, American Jewish Committee, World Jewish Congress, Jewish War Veterans, Zionists of America, and other powerful Jewish
Wait a second. Define Zionist for me, because oftentimes it can be used as a term just to cloak for people that just don't like Jews.
A Zionist is an ardent Jewish nationalist who lives in Israel, created the state of Israel, a pioneer of Israel. But the Jews stole the land from the Palestinians in 1948.
Can you be a Zionist without living in Israel?
No.
You
can still be a Zionist, but you really need to live in Israel and to farm the land and live on a kibbutz to be a real Zionist. But
do you hate Jews?
I think the Jews have destroyed this country.
Have destroyed this country?
I'll tell you how. We were attacked on 9/11 because of the over $10 billion that the U.S. gives to Israel annually in military and economic aid, and the Muslim world took its righteous wrath against the United States on 9/11.
Well, I don't think that we should give any money to any country at all, whether it's Muslim or Israel. I would agree with you there. However, I don't think that's entirely the
reason
that we got attacked on
9/11. What's wrong with Jewish people?
Jews control this country. They have destroyed not only...
What are you talking about?
Barack Obama's black. I don't think he's Jewish.
No, they control Wall Street. The meltdown that we're having now, these bankers like Alan Schwartz of Bear Stearns, Richard Fuld of Lehman Brothers, who destroyed Lehman Brothers, Henry Greenberg, $75 billion for AIG.
How do you get like this? How do you, I mean, was it your dad that taught you how to hate people like this?
I see America, what's happening, and the filth that comes out of Hollywood and how the media is controlled by the New York Times. The Jews have done tremendous harm to
the
United
States.
The
New York Times is going out of business.
What's that?
I don't know if you've heard, but the New York Times is having trouble staying in business.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is the media, whether it's the Boston Globe, the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, the filth that comes out of Hollywood, these are all controlled by the Jews.
Well, wait, why don't know now? If the Jews are so powerful, why don't they control our show? Why don't they control the, you know, the radio stations in America?
They do control the radio stations. Have you CBS, NBC, ABC, the Tisch family?
Why? How is it that we're on 50
stations? How come I'm not getting a check? That's what I want.
How is it we're on 45-plus radio stations?
I'm saying that the Jews have done tremendous harm to our country.
Do we want to bring this guy back and talk about his hate? No, get out of here. All right. I just, you know, just explore the hatred. How do people get like this? Is it their family? Is that where he learns it? 1-800-259-9231. I think you're the despicable one, sir. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The IonicZone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us over at promote.freetalklive.com. A whole laundry list of different things you can do, most of them completely free. So head over to promote.freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, before we get back into the phone calls here, I just want to just a few more comments on that last jerk that called in suggesting the Jews are trying to take over the world and they're evil and there's a big conspiracy. And
whatever. Well, I feel like there's some truth in mixed in with the bile there.
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you what
I know.
Do you think that it's good that the United States is involved with Israel inside the foreign policy?
No, I don't think that.
Do you think it's good that people's land was taken from them and given to other people?
I don't agree with any intervention.
Right. Well, that's how I feel, too. But that intervention happened a long time ago, and I don't know what else to do about it. I'd like to see people all over the world have their property returned to them. However, I think that when somebody else owns that property now, that there's a real conflict of interest. For instance, I'm sure there's some Abenaki Indian out there somewhere that wants his land back that I own now. Well, I bought that land. Should I just have to give it to him? Mm. So there's some real problems there. Blaming one ethnic group for problems, that's bigotry. That doesn't make any sense.
Right, and that's what I wanted to say. I mean, look, the problems in this country are a result of those who wish to wield power over others. And I don't care what their religion is. I don't care if they worship an owl in the forest in California. I don't care if they consider themselves Christians or Jewish or Mormon or atheist or pantheist. I don't care what their belief system is. What I care about is that they're advocating controlling others. That's the issue. The issue is those who wish to wield power over their neighbors. That's it. And that's where it ends for me. 800-259-9231. All this, it's a Jewish conspiracy or a Mormon conspiracy. It's all just a bunch of hate. It's just an excuse to hate people because of the religion that they hold. It's just as
asinine. It's not even a religion. It's an ethnicity.
And Jewishness is not.
Well, it's a religion and an ethnicity.
Okay.
Many Jews out there are not Jewish.
It's just as asinine as saying, like, the people with brown hair are trying to control the world. I mean, come on. Let's continue here.
When we know it's the redheads.
The albino redheads. We go to Alex in New Hampshire. Alex in New Jersey, actually, on the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was in a school on Friday, and there was this Muslim girl who sat behind me, and she wears a chador, and, you know, I have no problem with that. But she was wearing a sash around her neck, And it's all it had was the logo of Palestine on it, and it said Palestine on it. And I turned around and I said that I respected her very much for sharing her views, and we had a very good discussion about how much we were how despicable the actions of Israel were against the Palestinians. And I also made a comment that I don't like when anyone kills anyone else, which is why I can't really support Hamas. However, I do feel some sympathy for the people of the country. But it was very sad for me to see her get called down to the administrative part of the building, and I didn't see her come back to class. She was called down, and she never came back.
Hmm.
And I think that the administration didn't want her to continue going to school today. And I was talking to some other staff members, and they said that they were absolutely infuriated. They were so offended by it. They thought that it was the stupidest thing, that there's a time and place, et cetera, et cetera. And I want to hear your thoughts on what are some of the practical applications of liberty iconoclasm, for example. Because is it really worth it to have the trouble of the administration going after this girl for wearing that? I mean, it may not be the right place, but I certainly respect her right to do it.
I say, why not? I mean, look, you've worn clothes to school. We've had you call the show before. You've worn clothes that have been offensive to people, and you felt it was worth it, I believe. And I think it's absolutely worth it. It's government school. I mean, there's not that much learning going on, so you might as well be an iconoclast while you're there. What do you got to lose?
Right. You're absolutely right. I just think that when I see it from a different perspective and I see what they're doing to her, it kind of makes me question the action and kind of look at it a little more critically, because she had a lot going for her, and I think that I feel more badly for her than I do for myself, in a sense.
Mm. Well, but, you should feel badly for her. They're going after her for wearing a T-shirt that says Palestine.
If I were you, I'd use this as an opportunity to get behind her and to develop a friendship and to bring her on board with the liberty message.
Absolutely. I was going to go to one of the Board of Ed meetings and bring it up.
Sounds exciting.
Well, it's going to be really funny, because I'm going to get a bunch of kids who also wore those iconoclastic T-shirts, and they're going to come with me, and we're going to, like, completely intimidate the board, hopefully.
Let us know how it goes, Alex. We got to get to other calls. Let us know how that goes, all right?
Okay.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Phones are loaded. Let's talk to Mark in Ohio. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark, in Ohio. He's gone. Let's try Bill, listening in Indianapolis. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Okay, I'm going to try to do this in about a minute.
All right, great.
Because I know I'm running later tonight than I thought. Yeah, we stole it from the Indians, so don't worry about it. 200 years from now, somebody else will take it from us. Don't get upset about it. Don't get upset about the Jewish people or the Muslims or whatever. You know, the United States will not always be here, and there'll be other people. I don't know who it'll be, but...
Oh, I can't wait. When will the United States be over and done with? It can't happen soon enough.
Well, we won't live probably to see it, but...
Oh, I don't know about that.
Just wait a few centuries, and you know, other people will be occupying our land, and maybe we'll be better off for it.
Thank you, Bill, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 to Dan.
I like the United States. I think they got pretty colors.
We're going to try Dan one more time here. He's been trying to get on for like 2 hours. Cell phone troubles all over the place. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live listening to KUSA in Washington.
Hey, all right. I finally got on.
Here you are. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go for it.
Hey, I just want to talk real quick. I'm a real estate broker. In fact, I'm showing a house right now, and the folks are in the house.
Sweet.
It's about almost 7 o'clock on a Saturday night, and I'm getting ready to go to a basketball game. But anyway, I just want to talk about this whole issue with the subprime and with the mortgage industry.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of do-gooders. Basically, in my opinion, what happened over the last 5 years, basically, is that a lot of these do-gooders felt that everybody should own a home. So they lowered the standards. They created these subprime loans that basically, if you had a pulse, you could get a loan. And what that does is it artificially increases the supply of buyers.
Yes.
Wasn't the Federal Reserve a factor here, Mark, in that they were essentially encouraging malinvestment?
Yes, they absolutely were. By lowering the interest rates that banks would get, then banks are encouraged to lower the interest rates for individuals by artificially increasing the amount of currency that's in there. They made currency less valuable.
So it's actually the Federal Reserve that was the source of all this. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, and I just now we're having to pay the piper because,
yep.
you know, the people, less people qualify now, and, you know, these contractors overbuilt, and basically, you know, there's a lot of finger pointing going on, but really I think it comes down to the do-gooders. Barney Frank put a lot of pressure on Fannie and Freddie to lower their standards and create this housing bubble that now has burst. And
well, Fannie and Freddie shouldn't exist in the first place. Those are government-created entities, and they should be gone.
Well, it's gonna end up being a pseudo government, kind of like the Veterans Administration, the VA loans. I mean, you know, they step in and protect the, you know, help the veterans get into a home.
I don't disagree with where you're coming from on, you know, a lot of, you know, especially the very left of the Democratic Party wanted to see poor people get into homes and felt like loans weren't given to poor people because they were poor and, well, you don't loan to poor people. I understand where you're coming from on that. But don't you think that the, you know, I mean, we had from 2000 to 2006, we had Republicans coming out of our butts in Washington, but they didn't do anything about the Federal Reserve. They had the opportunity. Ron Paul introduced real money legislation every 2 years in Washington, and they voted him down and they laughed him out the door.
No, that is true. That is true.
Yep.
But, you know, now with Barack in there and with the Democratic Senate and Congress and President, there's no finger point, at least for the next 2 to 4 years. And, you know, this is the first time I've listened to your show. I love it. I think you guys do a great job, and it's nice to be able to talk about any issue out there.
Thanks very much, but I want to make sure that you're prepared, because in 4 years, 2 years actually, but in 4 years we're going to get an opportunity to vote on a new president, and don't be suckered in by the Republicans that are talking small government, because they don't mean it. Don't be suckered in by the Democrats either. But
after all, that's what they said in the 90s. Small government.
I swear, these people are lying.
Hey, Dan, I appreciate your
the
call
The contract
tonight.
With America, they broke it.
Dan, I thank you for the call, and I thank you for your patience getting on. And we're on every Saturday night up there in Washington. And if you don't get us during the week, you can always call your local talk station. And first of all, thank them if they're already airing Free Talk Live. Secondly, if they're only airing the Saturday show, ask them for the weeknight show as well. I wish we had more time to get to all the rest of these. We got like four other people on hold, and I apologize to everybody.
Sorry.
So if you didn't get on, call us Monday night. We'll put you right on lickety-split at the beginning of the show, and you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Hope you have a great and safe and happy and fun weekend.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
With food.